Welcome back. We want to thank Jared Bell from USA Today for our Super Bowl and NFL roundup. Vinny Del Negro on the NBA. And tomorrow's show we'll have Jim Beattie with Major League Hot Stove, Mark Schlereth and Larry Weissman. Mark Schlereth from ESPN Primetime. Larry Weissman from USA Today. More on the Super Bowl. And, of course, as always, the soon-to-be legendary, mythical, the great one, Luke Jensen. Luke, let's talk about great ones in particular. There is no question Roger Federer is the most respected, most overall quality player in the world. But Andy Roddick is going to make an edge. He beat him in an exhibition. He did very well in Shanghai. Tell us how this match plays out.
Well, that's going to be so interesting. It's really the matchup we've been waiting for at ESPN, because this is Andy Roddick, who's never been so good mentally and physically in his career. Even though he's been number one in the world, even though he's won a Grand Slam before, the U.S. Open, it's Roger Federer that pulled away from the pack over the last few years. Here's the key. Andy Roddick's backhand has got to get out of that scenario away from Roger Federer's forehand, because Roger likes to rip the forehand. Now, they're both righties, so you're going to look for Roger Federer to rip the forehand down the line. As soon as that happens, Andy Roddick, with his new backhand, where he's choking up a little bit on the grip, which means he has more control, he needs to rip that cross court. He needs to slice it cross court to get into either backhand-to-backhand scenarios or open up the court to attack. How effective he can be attacking on that play, how effective he can be returning the ball, being aggressive, that's going to be the tail of the match right there. And does he believe, does he really believe deep down? He's had match points at the World Championships in Shanghai. He beat him in that exhibition like you talked about. Is he ready to take the next level in the semis of a slam?
And you talk about Gonzalez and his level of belief. In your opinion, do you believe that Andy Roddick is now at that next level where he truly believes he can beat him, not just wants to believe that?
Absolutely. He's ready to. There's no doubt about it. He made four errors in the previous match against Marty Fish in the quarters. He has never been more prepared, more confident to take that next level.
All right, brother. Thanks for taking it to the next level, i.e. just getting out of bed. Go for that run. We'll see you tomorrow, Luke.
Game on.
Game on, buddy. Luke Jensen, ESPN IBM Advantage. Luke Jensen with our Aussie Open update. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. HeadGamesRadio.com. You can get all the highlights from the past shows, whether it's Howie Long, whether it's Chris Berman, and more. Appreciate it if you check that out. Let us know what you feel about the website. We'll see you tomorrow with Jim Beattie, Mark Schlereth, Larry Weissman, and Luke Jensen.